Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Tierra. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I actually just got an email stating that my packages were going to be delivered to an address that I was previously living at. However, I'm not living at that address anymore, and the current resident of that address has become quite hostile and is not delivering packages to me or letting me know that they have been delivered. I haven't even received my first package from you guys, which was several months ago. It's going to end up basically turning into a legal battle. So essentially what I'm trying to do is prevent the packages that you guys have since just shipped out from the email confirmation I just received. I'm trying to get it to my new address, and I don't know if there's a way that we can actually change it so that I can actually get it to my current address and not the previous address.
If it's already mailed, no, it's still going to go to that address. It's too late to change the address. You just have to get it there. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but you can update the address if you'd like.
Okay. That's the thing. I've tried to do that before and with to no avail. So basically what's going to happen is I used to live with this guy, and he is an ass. So I know that the package had to have been delivered there, the first package that I got, and it was not, or so he states. So I know if they were to actually be delivered there, then he would probably destroy them, throw them away, and then tell me that he never got them. So, I mean, yeah, I can change the address, but yet because I'm being charged for this stuff every month to have this Eleanor package delivered. And basically it's going to be a package that isn't going to be built correctly because there's going to be things missing. And I don't want to have to pay extra if I got to pay extra to get what is missing shipped to me, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you need to change the address that you have it going to. Do you have the account number?
Account number.
To your collection.
I'm sorry?
To your collection.
I don't believe I have an account number. You mean my bank account number?
No, you have an account number, a customer number to the Eleanor that you're building.
Let me see. Okay, yeah. It's 577-82610-001.
The name and address?
Ryan Auber, RYANAU, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert. And the shipping address is 319 West Church Street, and that is in Barnesville, Ohio, 43713. And that is the address I do not want it shipped to. I have a different address.
What's the address, the new shipping address?
400 Tracy Lane, TRACYLANE, apartment number 10, and that is in St. Clairsville, Ohio.
What's the
zip? 4350.
43510?
43950.
So it's 400 Tracy Lane, apartment 10 in St. Clairsville, Ohio, 43950.
Correct.
Okay, is there anything else that I could help you with today?
So I don't know exactly what has been shipped, because like I said, I never even received my first package, and I don't even know if it exists. I'm sure he probably burned it or did something. I don't know. What do I have to do to get my first packages and other packages delivered? If the next delivery is having all of those things sent there, and I know he's not going to give them to me. So, I mean, how much is it actually going to cost me to have all of those shipped back to me?
Well, the first package was only $2 or $1.95. I'll get you a reship of that.
Okay. So, basically, I know I was charged about 60-some dollars or something like that. And what I'm looking at my package, it's 5 different packages or 6 different packages.
No, you've only had 2 shipments.
Okay. So how much am I going to be charged to have those shipped to the new 400 Tracy Lane apartment 10 address?
Just a second.
Sure.
I was able to send over an email for you requesting a reship for it. They'll send a correspondence to you via email with everything.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I could help with today?
No, ma'am. That is all. I appreciate your time and your help. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling. Go on.